Five People to Whom We Show Appreciation, by Krishna's Mercy.
Prakritin Swamvashtabhya Visrijami Pun, Pun. Bhutagram Mimam Kritsnamvasha Prakritirvashat.
Quote, "The whole cosmic order is under me. By my will it is manifested again and again, and by my will it is annihilated at the end." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.8.
1. A departed family member.
They are gone. Forever. I will never get to speak with them again. I miss them already. They were so kind and gentle. Whereas I was brash, impolite, and demanding, they were tolerant, behaved, and hospitable. I will never meet someone like them again in this world. I am so fortunate to have known them.
2. A recording artist.
I am attending a concert today for a band that I really like. Their music has helped me get through difficult times. When I felt most alone, most isolated, disenfranchised, forgotten, and stepped on, that band lifted me up. They brought confidence and assurance. I appreciate what they did for me in the past and continue to do for me today.
3. A performing artist.
I ran into that famous actor on the street. I know I shouldn't bother strangers like that, but I couldn't help it. I had to approach them and let them know how much I appreciate their work. They have entertained millions for so many years. Just imagine the sacrifices they had to make.
4. A local leader.
That leader really was the best. They put the citizens ahead of the special interests. They could have sold out. They could have taken bribes to favor this business or that, but they never did. They were as honest a politician as you will ever find. Sometimes to a fault.
5. A dear friend.
Let me tell you something. As long as you have a good friend or two, you will never need therapy. You will not need to visit professionals to attend to your mental health. Just having someone to talk to is everything. Let your feelings out, without judgment. Share everything you are thinking. Know that the other person can be trusted, that they will never cross you.
There is the recommendation from Bhagavad Gita to offer everything to Sri Krishna. Our food. Our words. Our efforts. Our actions. Our thoughts. Always thinking of Him. Never deviating in the devotion fixed at His lotus feet, we will never forget Him. Neither will we be lost to Him.
Yo ma pashati sarvatra. Sarvam cha mai pashati. Tasyaha na pranashyami. Sacha me na pranashati.
Quote, "For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me." Lord Krishna. Bhagavad Gita, 6.30.
Just who is Krishna, exactly? Why is he the target beneficiary in this recommendation, in this way of life? What has Krishna done that is so special? Why should he be appreciated? If a person has their doubts as to the purpose of such worship, they should be able to understand through the concept of appreciation. We already appreciate so many effects. Every effect has a cause. Sri Krishna is the original cause. The Sanskrit is Sarva Karana Karanam. There is one cause which is the cause of everything else. No one can deny this concept. The picture of Krishna gives detail to the abstract. It puts a face to the unknown. As the saying goes, no face. No case. We already show appreciation. No one can deny this truth. Even the staunchest atheist, the greatest miser, the most bitter person we could ever meet, appreciates some level of service done in their favor. That appreciation might not last for long. The next time the same service provider fails in their efforts, they may be on the receiving end of derogatory words, anger, vitriol, and perhaps violence. There is the saying, What have you done for me lately? Nevertheless, everyone still appreciates. Bhakti Yoga is recognizing the initial spark, the first cause, if there has to be one. Time is infinite in both directions, but if we settle upon a point of origination, we can understand that to be the cause of everything we see around us. Whether we know much about that cause or not, that should be the first place we turn when we are thankful for something. Devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, wise through the descending process of spirituality within the Vaishnava culture, appreciate in a steady flow, on a constant basis, such that they are blissful throughout their time spent in connection. In closing, worship in steady flow. Towards lotus feet to go. Knowing that original cause to be. That most merciful is He. Appreciate at infinite pace. For everything in my place. As Krishna by Vaishnavas known. Who the original cause alone.